leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC with Tom Swarbrick.
10-6 the time, Andrew Marr with you here after the news at 6 on LBC. In the week where we basically had it confirmed that we will see a rerun of the last US presidential election, Joe Biden will face Donald Trump, much more attention is now on Joe Biden's every single move, given what he's up against. No more so than the State of the Union address being held tonight, about which we have a preview. Joe Biden is set to announce the building of a port off the coast of Gaza to get more humanitarian aid into the Strip. Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent. Simon, what more do we know about that announcement, sir?
Well, Tom, this is a big moment for President Biden tonight, and it is going to see what the White House describes as meaningful action on Gaza. We now know that the President of the United States is going to announce that offshore American troops will construct a pier, a kind of a seaport, that will be then maneuvered into position on the Gaza coastline and ultimately will be used for the conveyance of those urgently needed humanitarian supplies into Gaza. Now, this is going to take weeks, possibly longer, to occur, because as you can imagine, it's going to involve hundreds, some reports say maybe even more than 1,000 troops aboard American warships, constructing all the elements that are required for that port and then maneuvering them towards the shore. The White House says that other countries are going to be involved in the effort, but notably, they are not saying that Israel is being involved in the effort. This appears to be an effort by the United States to work around Israel's efforts to kind of slow the amount of aid flowing into the Gaza Strip, and by President Biden to respond to his critics who say that the United States hasn't been doing nearly enough, that those airdrops of aid that began a few days ago are literally a drop in the bucket. But there's no indication that he is simultaneously going to call for a ceasefire in Gaza, and his critics will say you can do whatever you want to do to try and get more aid into the territory, but as long as the Israeli bombardment is continuing and as long as the United States is not calling for a ceasefire, that is going to limit inevitably the success of any humanitarian efforts that the United States now engages in.
As you say, diplomatically pretty contentious. If the Israelis are not involved, to some extent may have been blindsided by the announcement that this is going to happen. But Biden has struggled in recent weeks to hide his, what I think is largely contempt for Netanyahu.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And we've seen a slow move by the president to distance himself from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I mean, the two men have not held each other in high regard ever. They're completely polar opposites ideologically and philosophically. But this is a bit of a gamble by President Biden, because there will be Americans who say, well, how can you possibly do this without putting boots on the ground in Gaza? The White House says this is not about putting any American boots on the soil of Gaza itself. But precisely how you manage that feat and then get the aid across that pier into Gaza without putting American boots on the ground is a big question.
As you say, the State of the Union address, always a highly political moment, and no more so than in an election year. I noticed on Joe Biden's Twitter feed, let's call it Twitter, he posted a video of him seeking advice ahead of the State of the Union address from some, shall we say, interesting people.
It's frankly a bizarre video in which Joe Biden says that he is consulting with former presidents. What he's really doing is consulting with actors who have played the role of the United States president, including Morgan Freeman. We also see Gina Davis in there. We're also treated to Michael Douglas and others. I mean, I think it's fair to say that Morgan Freeman and Michael Douglas only serve to make the president look almost as leathery as they are. I mean, there is it is such a stilted series of interactions that the White House, that the White House image makers thought that this was a good idea to put out on the day of the State of the Union. I think is frankly pretty extraordinary. But we've seen some other extraordinary videos in recent weeks by the president as he has sought to establish his own channel on TikTok, a platform that his own government is talking about restricting or potentially even banning here in the United States. And in all of those attempts by President Biden to try and connect with younger audiences over social media in a bid to say, I'm not as old as I look, really, he just ends up looking older than he looks.
You have to watch it for yourself, but I have to say, I think it's just taking in the Hollywood elite, cozying up to people who yes. are so distant and remote from your average American voter in an election year, reminded me of when the Clinton campaign both tried to do that and didn't visit various states where they thought they had the votes tied up. So, you know, I think it's pretty disastrous, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's absolutely right. This notion of Biden and his approximation to the Hollywood elite in that video, I think will make it open season by the Republicans and Donald Trump to attack him. And Donald Trump, by the way, says that he is going to do his own play-by-play during the State of the Union address. We think over his own Truth Social media platform. But he says he's going to be pushing back in real time. Can you imagine Donald Trump fact-checking President Biden? I mean, you can't make any of this up.
Simon, you're in for a long night. Thank you very much indeed. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, joining us live from DC.